Great. Well, welcome everybody to today's board meeting for the for our PID. And so we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. So as is tradition, we'll go ahead and start with any board member reports. Go ahead,
I
Mike.
just wanted to take a moment. Last week, we met with Congressman Burgess Owens, who wanted to visit the site and learn more about it. He was instrumental in helping the development and the city get $5 million or more in funding to build the 750 South project. It was originally planned to be a lot longer, but then construction costs ballooned, and so they made it shorter and smaller than we planned. But he asked about the general plan of the development. He encouraged, asked about attainable or affordable housing, and he wanted to make sure that, young people, when they graduate from Snow College, could still live in the area and afford housing. And so we introduced him. We had arranged and introduced him to two different developers that are building within the development, as well as one small business owner. And he was very appreciative of that. He loves the fact that there'll be a couple of different housing products that would cost less than 400,000, we believe, for people to move into for their families. And he asked how he could serve the community, and they expressed what their concerns were and how they could help. And that was a wonderful meeting. He spent more time actually than he budgeted with us. We only budgeted about an hour, and he probably spent an hour and 20 minutes with us.
Great. Thank you, Mike, for that report. We appreciate it. Anything else from the other board members?
Nothing here, thank you.
Great. Well, we'll go on to the next agenda item, and that is to review and approve the minutes from the prior meeting. So the last meeting was August 22nd, 2025. Are there any comments or questions or clarifications from those minutes?
None.
None.
All right. Well, would somebody like to make a motion that we accept those and approve those minutes?
I move we approve and accept the minutes of the prior meeting.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from the prior meeting on August 22nd, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. So those. Meetings have been those minutes from the meeting have been approved. The next item on the agenda is to have a public hearing regarding the PID. And so public notice was given. And so this is a chance for members of the public to have their voices heard. So just by to provide an overview of the way this process has worked, Utah Inland Port Authority in conjunction with the city, they worked together to create this district. So there's been a number of different public meetings at the UIPA level and at the city level. And now that the PID is created, we continue to have public meetings and provide people a chance to have their voice heard. One document that we saw that was very helpful, we'll go ahead and put in the comments. This is a document from UIPA talking about PIDs and sometimes there are myths out there or misunderstandings, and so this document does a good job of addressing some of those. So we'll put a link to that in the comments if anybody wants to see it. But with that introduction, we'll go ahead and we'll begin the comment period.
I think we
Typically,
have a
we would ask.
presentation from
Oh,
bond counsel, do we not?
perfect. So we turn the time over to
Yeah,
Aaron
just.
Wade from Gilmore Bell to provide an
Yep.
overview of the PID, and then we'll open it up to public comment.
Yeah, so
Thanks
just
for the
the.
clarification.
Yeah, happy to speak to this. So just a little bit of background. These bonds are being issued in pursuant to the Bond Act under Utah law. And one of the requirements there is that you hold a public hearing concerning the issuance of the bonds. The parameters resolution was adopted on August 19th. We called for this public hearing.
in connection with the issuance of the district's tax differential bonds that are contemplated to be issued. The statutory purpose for this public hearing is to receive input to the public with respect to the issuance of the bonds and any potential economic impact that the project to be financed with the proceeds of the bonds may have on the private sector. So that's the statutory purpose here. And so, it sounds like there are some members of the public here to speak, and so everyone is welcome to give their thoughts. And then just, noting that it's all subject to the kind of traditional timing limitations of the district comment periods. So with that, I can turn the time back over to the board to open up their public hearing.
Great. And I think what we've talked about is generally we would ask people to keep their comments to 3 minutes or less. But with that, we are open, or we're willing to kind of have public comment. And so,
I'd like to take
Jay,
a motion just to
okay.
have a vote for opening, and then we'll do the same thing at the end to close it.
Okay. Can
I
we
move
have
that we I move that we open the time for public hearing.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we open the meeting to public comment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. That motion passes. So we'll go ahead and begin the public comment portion of the meeting. Jay, for those that would like to make comments, do they need to indicate on their device to raise their hand, or how do they go about doing that?
You should just be able to unmute yourselves. There's only a couple of members of the public present, so I don't think we'll have any issues with that. I have a Melissa Corona and a Leet 0401 that are not people that I'm familiar with. So members of the public.
Has either unmuted themselves yet?
One is showing unmuted. To give a minute for technical difficulties, I'm going to see if my other screen gives me anything.
And also just to confirm, Tiffany, is there anyone in the anchor location that is asking to participate or give any comment?
No, there is not.
Okay, thank you.
And chat is available if there are anything else, but I say we just give it another minute, and if not, we'll take a motion to close. Hearing none and seeing no new members of the public joining, I think we're okay to take a motion and close the public hearing item.
I move we close the public hearing section of the meeting.
There a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we close the public hearing portion of the meeting, given that nobody has stepped up. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. That vote has been unanimously approved, so we'll officially close the public comment section of the meeting today. The next item on the agenda is a potential closed session. I'm not aware of any items that would warrant being in a closed session. Anybody else aware of any items for a closed session?
Legal is
Nope,
not.
not.
I'm sorry, what's that, Jay?
Legal is not aware of anything.
Okay. Great. Well, that is the last item on the agenda that I see. Is there anything else before we ask for a motion to adjourn? All right.
No. I
Is
move
there
that
a
we
motion?
adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. It's unanimous. Motion carries. We'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting for the Public Infrastructure District.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Right, thank you.